Hello, party people, and welcome to another episode of Cast Party, the official podcast of Shays Performing Arts Center. My name is Rita Siriani, and with me today, I have my co-party hosts, Juliana Tracy.
Hello.
And in this corner, Kenneth Lazuski.
What did I do wrong? This two episodes in a row, I've been called Kenneth right out the bat.
I know, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
As usual.
As usual, but I've made it to episode 8 without being replaced.
We'll see, because we have a special guest today.
Oh, no.
Who you might have heard already.
It's another audition to replace me today.
Yes, every interview is us trying to replace you. Juliana, we'll get the right fit.
We'll find them one day.
A little paranoia, Ken.
Every time.
Yes. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce everyone to Shay's very own group sales manager, Mary O'Shea.
Woo!
Mary, thank you for being here today.
You're welcome, Rita. Happy to be here.
Can you tell the folks at home a little bit about what you do at Shays?
So I do the group sales of 10 or more for Shays, 710 Theater, and also for the Smith Theater. And I also sell the boxes, which Ooh. Everyone thinks are only for royalty and like $1 million a piece, but they're not. There for everybody, and they're only usually $900 a piece for a Broadway show or $1,000 for a Saturday night,
and
our big night.
There?
We have 8, that price includes 8 seats, wine, water, beer.
Right.
Ooh. Wait. Beer, wine, water.
I used to have this so down.
There's
some cheese or some sweets.
I think, and the opportunity
and
to speak
and little cookies
to you.
And coffee and little charcuterie, like you said. Yeah.
And everyone gets to see you watching the show and feel jealous.
Do people do it to be seen?
Yes.
Like they want to be seen in the box to be like, look at me in the box. There was a lady dancing last night.
Okay.
In the box.
I always tell people not to dance.
She was dancing. My wife. She was dancing before, during, and after. Like,
okay.
The show, the lights are on, and she was still.
The reason I tell people that specifically is because when we had Hairspray here, it's hard not to dance to Hairspray.
It is.
I don't think I was working here yet, and I was dancing in the box. And I went to the butcher's the next day. I went to Johnny's Butcher's on Hurdle, and the girl and the gal behind the counter said, "Oh, I think I saw you with the box in the box last night." And I was very, I wasn't really embarrassed, but I felt kind of stupid. And so I always tell people, not only can you see everyone, but everyone can see you. So,
they might have been watching you instead of Hairspray.
Yeah, it's a,
they might have been watching
sure.
you
those
right.
poor people.
Take that, Tracy Turnblad.
It's like our shows are not sing-alongs. Just that's an official notification to everyone listening. Our
PSA.
Shows are not sing-alongs. So
Ever?
People think they are. If we have a sing-along sometime, we'll let you know. But so far, none of the ones on the season, please don't stand up and sing, even though you'll be tempted to do so.
It's the power.
But anyway, so I sell the boxes. I sell groups of 10 or more. I've been here 18 years.
Whoa.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, right. Me either. Before that, I worked in New York City for a producer for the Schuberts in New York, and
no
I sold
way.
Group sales there. And before that, I sold groups because I worked for a motor coach company, Niagara Scenic. So, which was fun. I mean, it's all fun. It's selling fun. I mean, when I was at Niagara Scenic, I was selling tours, and here, you're selling fun. So it's really wonderful.
Whoa, I had no idea you had such a long career in group sales specifically.
Well, what happened was I was in the motor coach operation for like 15 or 20 years, and then my uncle got sick in New York City, and I went to New York to help take care of him. And after he passed away, I was kind of sitting around cleaning his place up, and they had a show in New York called The Scarlet Pimpernel.
Yes, you brought
my
it up.
Show.
The
my,
Scarlet
yeah.
Pimpernel.
So I had not been to a Broadway show in like 25 years before then. And so I went by myself to Scarlet Pimpernel, and it rocked my world. It totally rocked my world. And after the show, it was at the Minskoff, where they just had the Jimmys. And I was sitting there after the curtain came down. I was sitting there just like I was in shock. And finally, one of the house managers came up and said, "Lady, you gotta leave."
Oh, my God.
And I ended up going back. I came back to Buffalo, And I went back and saw the show 18 more times, and then I moved to New York.
Jeez. 18 times?
Oh, honey, that no, was you, nothing.
you got to tell, because I tell my mom about, like, everyone here at Shays.
Yeah.
And I always joke, I'm like, Mary O'Shea is who I want to be when I grow up, because she has such a cool history with specifically the Scarlet Pimpernel, and I would love you to go into more depth about that.
Yes, that's literally what one of my questions was. Scarlet Pimpernel, as a cult favorite, what makes that show so special to you?
Ooh.
Well, it was my favorite book in high school.
Oh, I didn't know it was a book.
Yep, absolutely a book. Baroness Orczy is the woman who wrote it. Okay. She wrote many other books as well. And I read it when I was in high school at SEM. And I remember sitting in the library. We had a little alcove. And I just loved it. I loved Sir Percy. I loved everything. I was interested in French history, and it takes place during the Revolution. Mm-hmm. And he's a hero, and swashbuckling, the whole thing. And the guy that played him on Broadway was magnificent. In fact, recently we had the DeLorean here, and there are a few kind of groupies hanging around, and I was working with someone else in my department, and we were kind of babysitting the car, and I said, I know the MO of these groupies, because I was a groupie.
A Pimpernel groupie.
There's Back to the Future groupies?
Well, they were for the DeLorean, frankly.
The car
really was, people just went crazy. No, crazy for the car.
Is that here now?
It was
No,
here.
It was.
Yeah.
It was at the stadium time.
Yep.
Canal Side was where I babysat.
It was at O'Shea
Hospital, named after my great uncle.
Ah, thank you for letting people know, because that's the question I always get.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And then it was under our marquee on Tuesday night, opening night.
Which looked very cool.
It is very cool.
Yeah, it does look cool.
I have to say. Yeah. I mean, not a car person, but...
Is it done now? Is it still going, or is it the
it's
car?
Probably
like,
on to the next.
Up to the next.
I don't. Yeah, the car is elsewhere, but Back to the Future is still playing
Loved
at Shays Performing Arts Center until Sunday. We have two shows for today's Thursday. Okay.
Yes.
Well, it might be when we air. I don't know.
It'll be gone by.
It'll
the time
be gone by the time. We
air. Okay. Boo hoo for you people who didn't see it.
You should have saw it. Yeah.
Fabulous
you
show.
I love
adorable
it.
Marty. OMG.
I love Lorraine.
She
was my favorite character.
She was, that makes sense. She's a hot chick.
Did I not say that when we got, sorry, Bree, that's my wife. Did I not say that when we got coffee? I was like, Lorraine's hot. Yeah, my brother and I both said that.
Wife?
She was at the show yesterday. Not,
and
not.
Very talented.
Very talented.
She's great. Wonderful, talented, beautiful voice.
You mentioned that you were a Scarlet Pimpernel groupie. What did that entail? Like, what was...
You just want me to...
I want you to tell the whole
Juliana
thing.
Juliana wants
to
tell the tea. She wants the scoop.
Well, so after I saw the show, I actually think I had only seen it once. And I came home, and I was sitting in the Hourglass restaurant with my mother, and I just talked about it and talked about it. I'm a talker anyway, but she said, well, why don't you go see it again? Now, it never occurred to me to see a show again, especially when it's Manhattan and I live here. So I was like, bing, big mistake, Mom.
Light bulb moment.
The light bulb, yeah. Right.
So I started going back, and I would fly in on Friday, see it Friday night, two times Saturday, one time Sunday, and fly out Sunday night.
Oh, my
God. See what Mary did with the Scarlet Pimpernickel or whatever it's called?
Pimpernel.
We'll
call it the Pimpernickel.
I don't know what it's called.
It's actually a classic story,
it's
honey.
Like Mincemeat. Remember
he's
just trying to provoke you now, man.
Yeah. And
it'll work.
What Mary does with the trips is like what I do at Disney.
Yeah.
I fly out. Like, you don't have to take any vacation. You're there in your quick flight, nonstop, or the train, whatever you did.
Continental used to fly, and they were cheap. And I would go into, and I was by myself.
Boom.
And I would go into Newark and take a bus into, it was such a cinch. It was great.
Yeah, that's
great.
That sounds seamless. I love it.
Yes. Continent and then JetBlue into so the first time I went back I had more nerve, and afterwards I went to the stage door and all these people were there, and at the Minskoff there's like an alleyway, so when you come up and there are a bunch of people there, so I went over and it was like, well, geez, I want to do this. So I got to meet some people. Ooh. and The next time I went, I managed to get in touch with someone who was connected with the show, and I got a backstage tour with the lead, Douglas Sills. And he was amazingly wonderful. The whole cast was adorable. And anyway, I ended up seeing the show. So I saw it 18 times, and then I moved to Manhattan. I made a whole bunch of friends that were all pimpies.
I'm obsessed with that.
That's the name of the group.
Well, it was the League of the Scarlet Pimpernel, but... League of the Scarlet Pimpernel.
Wow.
And... we hid pins, and people. I didn't dress up, but I did wear black and red, which were the colors.
I love this.
This is amazing.
I'm like obsessed.
It was totally an obsession, and then the show went on tour. It closed in Manhattan. Actually closed in Manhattan shortly after I moved there. But then it went on tour. So I went to many, many different cities, Chicago, Philadelphia. I went to L.A. and I met a bunch of friends and people in L.A. at the stage door. And we got to be very good friends. One of them, Barbara, if you're listening to this,
Barbie,
is coming to visit me in Canada, at my house in Canada. She's coming from PA. But they all used to, there were a whole bunch of us, and we traveled together. So we went all over, and I ended up seeing the show 69 times.
Oh my God.
Totally.
I love that. That's amazing.
But I didn't want to say 69 times all the time. So
yeah.
I don't know if you want to cut that, but
no,
so
round it to 70.
So I made it 70 because they were doing it at Stratford. So I went to Stratford so I could say 70.
Yeah.
There we go.
It was a different Pimpernel, but it was still Pimpernel.
So has there ever been a show since the Scarlet Pimpernel that's really caught your interest or come close?
Absolutely, yes. Dead Outlaw, thank you very much, is the most recent.
R.I.P.
Thank you very much, Tonys, for squelching three good shows because they didn't win.
What do you mean squelch?
Betty Boop just is closing. They announced it.
Which is a crime against humanity. I got my, speaking of, we have stuffed animals in front of us right now. I got the pudgy dog.
Oh, he's cute.
He's adorable. I just got him.
Nice.
He is adorable.
Wait, so what happens to Boop?
So they're closing, and so is Dead Outlaw closing, I think, in 3 days, and so is Smash.
And Real Women Have Curves.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know that.
Mary, you just explained to me Dead Outlaw 2 weeks ago.
Well,
it's
really good.
It was always dead.
That's
my
mom is dead, but
your daddy's dead.
Do they go right on tour after
so are you.
They might go on tour.
It depends.
I don't think Outlaw will go on tour, but we'll find out from their lead producer, who is our presenter here.
Come on, Albert.
But is that it, though? Is that once it's closed?
That's what happens. When Pimpernel closed, that was the name of that tune, baby. It's over. So, people, you need to see these shows before they close.
Yeah.
I said it straight.
Band's Visit, that was another wonderful show.
Which one?
The Band's Visit.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
It was a few years ago. But I love Spring Awakening. I like a lot of different shows. I don't like a lot of shows other people like.
I agree a lot with some of Mary's opinions, and then other ones I'm like, Mary.
What's an example? What's an example?
I don't know if we can say.
No.
Say what? Why can't we say it? Juliana loves Annie.
It's all... Annie's not a problem. And, and let me tell you something else. Annie sells tickets.
The boxes are filled for Annie.
Bring it out. No problem.
Well, actually, sarcastically, I don't mind Annie.
But for example, I don't like Sondheim.
Oh, really?
See, that's I love Sondheim.
Juliana likes it.
Everybody likes Sondheim except me. I think it's the Emperor with no clothes. But be that as it may... there are a whole bunch of other ones I don't like, but I'm not going to say it because when they come,
you don't want to.
I have to tell you how much I love them.
Well, kind of like
right, got to sell the box. Yeah, right.
As a tangent, what makes a show specifically good for group sales? What are the magic ingredients?
Ooh,
well, the music. That's why I like Dead Outlaw and Band's Visit because I like David Yazbek's music, and he. Has like in Dead Outlaw, they have a fabulous ballad, then they have kind of a swinging song, like a Sinatra type song, and then they rock and roll. Your mama's dead. So
your dad is dead.
And so are you.
It's so good. It is so good.
Oh, it's the best.
Oh, yeah, anyway. Ken, you got it.
Dead outlaw. Squelched.
Sorry, dead outlaw.
Go see it.
Oh, no, you can't see it. Never mind.
It's June 29th, I think,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Right. It's a screaming another 48 hours.
Or you can just listen to this over and over again and hear Mary and Rita and Juliana
and
saying,
Ken.
Well, I don't even know what I was saying. I was just saying dead over and over again.
See? Funny, funny show. Just
it is.
Saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a true story.
Yes. Yeah.
But anyway. So, I mean, Pimpernel, I love a swashbuckling hero. I like the hero to be a hero.
Right.
I don't like sadness. I must not mind death, evidently, because Spring Awakening has
no.
a few.
Oh, yeah.
And your mama's dead. So I must not mind that stuff, but I do love a swashbuckler. I do like a happy ending.
That's important.
So, and of course, it's nice to have a few foxy actors on stage.
Yes.
I already got myself in trouble with one comment this episode about Lorraine, so I'm not saying a word. Dead outlaw. A single time. The rest of the thing. Dead.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
So, Mary, when you're selling to groups, do you have like a go-to pitch line when you're trying to get people excited? I mean.
Well, it's easy. When I was working in New York City, I was delivering tickets one time, and it was for the Full Monty. Now, the Full Monty is a fantabulous show,
it
happened to be up against the producers, which won everything, which is a bad idea. I don't like it when one show wins everything at the Tonys, because it's saying, don't see anything else, anybody. Just go to this show. And it's so baloney, and unless it's being specific. But anyway. But
there's exceptions. Yeah.
So, like, this year, the one good thing about the Tonys is they spread around the winning, and I do like that, because there's so many beautiful shows. And, like, Full Monty, just fabulous. But anyway, so I was delivering the tickets. So the woman said, what's it about? I kind of don't know. So, of course, I proceeded to sing and dance for her right there in some alley where I was handing her the tickets. So I do get excited when I love the show. I kind of go from 0 to 60. When I don't like a show, I can always find something, though. There's some shows and it just has super choreography or costumes or sets. There's always something wonderful you can talk about, even if you're not crazy about the show itself.
And speaking of costumes, we did the one episode with the Cher.
The Cher show.
Oh, Bob Mackie.
I remember that still, that story when you told us upstairs.
Yeah, you sent us a picture the next day.
Yep.
That was wild.
Because everything's connected to Pimpernel. So one of the guys, George Dvorsky, was in Pimpernel and became a very dear friend. Hi, George. And so he did a show called Pete and Keeley off-Broadway, and it was adorable. And the writer of Pete and Keeley, Jim Hindman, was actually in Pimpernel number one. And number two, he was recently in the Gilded Age.
Oh, yeah.
And so, Bob Mackie did the fabulous costumes for Pete and Keeley. I was there opening night, so was he. He had on a cashmere jacket. I put my arm around him, whispered cashmere to all my friends, smiled at him, and somebody shot the picture. And he was so awesome. We met many, many years later, and he signed the picture.
Oh my God, he signed it?
Yeah.
And he's the Cher show?
He's a costume designer.
He also did, yeah. He's a famous costume designer.
And that show was known for that. Chair show, right?
He might have done
Carol Burnett.
I think he did. Yeah. Oh yeah. Wasn't he responsible for the drapes outfit?
Oh.
If you know Carol Burnett, you know exactly what outfit I'm talking about when she's doing like a Gone with the Wind parody.
Now we might.
And she comes down on the staircase and in Gone with the Wind, she's wearing a dress. She makes a dress out of curtains, but in this parody, the curtains are literally just like on her shoulders, but it's a dress on it. I think he made that iconic dress.
I mean, we could be all wet, and it might not be Bob Mackie, but I really think it was.
It was my mistake
if it wasn't.
I remember it was like somebody when I read her like memoir, and I was like, oh my God, that's iconic. Like, I know who that is, and I think that I could be wrong. Chime in, but
that is awesome. We got to cut out a Carol Burnett up here for a while.
I love Carol Burnett.
Did we have a cutout?
We had a large
Carol?
Cutout. Yes, we did, because we had Darth, then we had a Carol Burnett.
My favorite was Hannigan and Annie. 1982. Oh. Yeah, Tim Curry.
Yep.
He says that I love Annie sarcastically, see? But Juliana I do love Carol Annie. Burnett as Miss Hannigan and Annie.
I know. I think it's great. She's just
absolutely.
It's a great movie. Yeah.
I think it's one of my
not
favorites.
The best that movie's not the best adaptation of the musical right. at
Annie
all.
Has a trained dog.
I agree with you.
In it.
Good.
Thank you. That's all I know.
Anything else?
No? Yeah, one year we had Annie, and we had three dogs on stage. Toto was on stage, and there was some other...
Legally Blonde.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. We had three dogs in one season?
Yeah.
Yeah. Annie's people love a dog. I mean, speaking of magic ingredients, if I know a dog's in a show, I'm like, oh, I'll be there.
Spoiler.
See it.
It's Back to the Future spoilers, but it's over now. No dog.
That's right.
The movie, Doc has a dog in the movie Einstein, and he puts him in the car.
Remember.
Yeah, no dog.
That's right. His name is Einstein.
His name is
Einstein.
I love the movie. That's why I want to see this. This is my first one.
That's why you know how to pronounce the words. Good.
Mike's
called out.
So lame. Stop saying it.
I just want to narrate for the room, like, because you obviously can't see us. Ken actually almost did a spit take.
He really was. Take your time.
Just all right. We're all good. Right, thank you.
Moving right along. So, Mary, when I first started here, it was right before or right when Hadestown was here. Ooh. And you loved Hadestown.
I love Hadestown. I do. And the two leads are getting married. Did
what?
You see that? Yeah, really?
Even Lozada. I watched their proposal and like almost cried. Like it was so beautiful. It was beautiful.
Did he do it on the beach or something? Or what happened?
No, he brought her back to the exact spot they met in London. And he was like walking on the bridge and there was like a band playing. And they're like, oh, like let's listen to this live band that's here. They were there to play for the engagement.
Reeve Carney.
He is game. I was like, this is a good proposal.
Nice. Reeve copied me. My wife, I proposed the first time that we met, like at the spot.
That's very darling, honey. Yeah.
Where was it? What spot?
Right out here.
Outside of Shays?
Yeah, she was trying to parallel park her car and then she panicked, so she just drove by me.
Wow.
And I didn't think she was going to come back, but then she came back because I was standing in the spot
you
to save it for her.
She was going
to
leave.
I don't know. She told me, I panicked because I didn't want to parallel park in front of you because you were saving the spot.
So she just drove by.
And then we went to Buffalo proper, which is now not there anymore.
And people, when somebody's parallel parking, turn around because sometimes it takes several tries.
I just saw her just waving, like, I got a great spot.
Don't watch people do that.
When people watch me park, I screw up. Right away.
Oh yeah.
I
did once. First time, great take, and you saw it.
Oh, that's right.
Mary is the best parallel parker in all of downtown Buffalo, especially when it comes to parking near the Electric City.
Yeah.
And it makes Rita's husband, who is the president of Electric City, and Rita's
crazy.
The first lady.
So
very angry.
Wait, let me clarify. So, because Chris listens to these episodes.
This is a little inside scoop. Vinny, this is more inside scoop.
Why would you bring him up?
I know.
Well, Juliana's friend,
like
Vinny, likes all the scoop. He likes the scoop.
Ken is unleashed today. Yeah, no.
Scoop.
Let me give a quick scoop. So my husband is the production manager next door at Electric City. Sometimes he has to cone off bands, giant vans, and Mary is really good at getting as close as she can to the cones and the band's van, as she possibly can, to the point where the bands go, "Hey, production manager, what's going on?" And then him and Mary go, guys, you might have to move.
I used to work with buses. I talk to the bus drivers sometimes.
I've got a few more questions, Mary, and then I'll let you return to your work
day. Cakes.
All right, thank you.
We have to return our work day after this. How do we do that? What a wonderful thing.
Easy. Go back and answer phone calls and emails. Oh. Boom.
Yeah, man. He'll be okay.
The name of that tune, baby. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
Well, right. That was a good answer. There's an answer to my question.
What's one moment from your career that you'll never forget?
Ooh. Oh, that's a good... Oh, there's so many. It's mostly... Oh, I would say David Suchet. So, David Suchet, who is Poirot on BBC, and I love him so much. It's palpable. And I just love the man. Anyway... So he was in a show, The Last Confession, in Toronto, and I had an old picture because he was in the Music Box Theater in Mozart, the Mozart one.
Oh, Amadeus.
And so I got a picture, a real good picture with David Suchet. And so I went to, so I wrote a letter, copied the picture, put the picture in the envelope, and I sent it to the company manager up at the theater in Toronto. And I dropped it off before the show, went to the show, and after the show, I went in the back to pick it up. And I was, oh my God, he's the cutest man. And so I go and I knock on the door. I'm like, Mary O'Shea for the picture. And he was in the back and he waved. The company manager gave it to me. I walked out and I'm sitting there talking. There were a bunch of British actors, so I actually, some of them looked familiar. So I stood there and shot the breeze.
Yes.
Clean.
Ooh.
And so then I'm standing there and the door opens. David Suchet opens the door and he looks out. And I had written on the picture, when I signed the letter to him, I wrote my nickname, which is Mimo. So he signed it to Mimo from David Suchet. Aww. So he opens up the door and he looks out and he sees me and he goes, "Hi, Mimo."
Aww.
Oh my God, I melted. I melted. I got to the Peace Bridge like 3 hours later. I get to the Peace Bridge and the guy at the bridge is like, "Where were you?" And I said, "I was at the Shaw Festival and I met David Suchet, and it was so exciting." And the custom guy looks at me. He goes, "How cool are you?"
Oh my God, and the customs guy was good about it. I was going to say, that was not the
so nice.
That's so cute. It was such a great experience.
Wow.
Oh my God, I love the Shaw Festival.
Yeah.
God bless Canada. You got there, right?
That was an awesome story.
For this upcoming season, what do you think will have the most groups and what show are you most excited for?
Okay, first of all, we have Wicked coming. All right, it's coming at the same time the numbers. Second half of the movie's coming. So, obviously, I have over 3,000 seats ordered for Wicked already. Wow. And it's not... Oh. I don't even know how much those seats cost yet. Okay, John? Anyway.
Keep that in for sure.
Okay. So that disqualifies itself.
Right, right.
Okay? So, there's some other... So, first of all, I think TWAS the night before, the Cirque du Soleil show is going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think that'll be really unusual. And of course, Christmassy, blah, 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 holidays. But then the other one is Suffs.
You're excited for Suffs?
I'm very, very excited for Suffs. I saw it on Broadway. It was phenomenal. And of course, I love the story of the suffragettes.
Sure.
And I had seen on PBS, they even have a Frontline, although those are usually current. But anyway, it was probably American Experience. And they had a thing about the suffragettes that was so informative. And this show goes along with it. They tell a lot of things they tell. A lot of the stories are true. And so I'm looking forward to seeing it again.
Wow. You and Rachel, who was our last guest, had the same answers. And I think that's really interesting. Cirque du Soleil, which I could never say right, and Suffs.
Right. And I mean, it's a great season. The Notebook's going to be cool. Water for Elephants, that's going to be another good seller.
That was the one that I said I wanted to see. The Notebook.
Yeah. You want to see a Notebook?
That'll be good.
Well, this will be cut, but this is my remark right here is this is an example of our difference of opinion. Oh! I love the Notebook.
Well, I sat next to Beth, one of my colleagues in New York City, and she was weeping her head off.
Aww.
At that, and I'm like, really? But anyway.
It's nice because, like, it's kind of what we've been talking about, which is like one show that might be your thing might be not someone else's,
right.
But you know,
that's why
right.
I don't think we should cut this. It's okay to have different.
I always like, say I think that's what makes the world go round,
and I love Les Mis, so exactly. We'll fight.
And I think it's very sad.
But
we'll
another
be
thing,
to fight about it. That's just like okay.
Oh, that's funny.
Like, me and Mary, it's okay if we have a difference in opinion. Me and you can.
Oh my Mary!
Square up.
Do something.
But the other thing. Is, I mean, I always say that's what makes the world go round, but here's the other thing. Snobby me in the olden days, I used to think, New York City, I saw it in New York. Well, guess again, Pilgrim. I've seen several shows here that were, and I have to say, the guy that played Hades in Hadestown was every bit as good as Patrick Page.
Ooh.
I loved the guy that was on our stage. We have several, I have seen several touring shows that are better here than they are in Manhattan. They get their stuff together when the show closes in New York, and they pull the best. And people are like, oh, how are they going to do MJ? How are they going to pull somebody that's like, that's as good as Michael Jackson? Guess what? Walk around New York sometime. Walk around a subway sometime and see how many talented, talented people are singing on the sidewalk and dancing on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Believe me, they can, they've got a lot of people to choose from in Manhattan when they're putting a show on tour.
And you know what? We have wonderful, talented people right at Shays.
Absolutely.
Juliana.
I despise you.
Oh, my God.
Is the best singer in the whole world.
Well, I'll tell you.
She sang Fleetwood Mac at the cycle thing.
That was actually, no, that's actually incorrect.
Oh, shit. It wasn't Fleetwood Mac.
Honey.
Yeah, whatever the hell it was. It was so good.
My God. Who else did this song? James Taylor? I don't know, but Carly made it famous.
Thank you.
Crazy man.
Yeah, call him out, man.
I tried so hard.
I just love Fleetwood Mac.
Keep him humble.
Wish I could
say I don't actually love Fleetwood Mac.
Again, married.
Oh, another one.
I am missing my Brian Wilson, my dear Brian Wilson. Oh. I just loved that man. I loved him way more than the Beach Boys when they split. Mm. I loved his new stuff. I grew up with the boys, Beach Boys, and loved them. But I miss my Brian Wilson something fierce.
Oh.
Love
R.
that
R.
man. Anyway, I digress.
Oh, my gosh. No, Mary, this has been a really, really fun conversation.
Yeah.
I wanted to do a really quick rapid fire, so I'll just ask questions really quickly and you can answer. Okay. Sound good? All right.
Uh-huh. All right.
Favorite theater snack?
Water.
That sounds really healthy. Nice one.
Sorry.
That's why your skin's so nice. Dream show to sell out every night. It's true. Moisturize. Sorry.
Dream show to sell out. Wicked.
There we go. Period. Playbill you'll never throw away.
Well, I only have about 70 of them, but probably Pimpernel.
You have 70 Pimpernel playbills?
Well, sure. I never. I always brought one home.
Yeah.
No, I just love that.
If
okay.
you saw them 70 times.
Yeah.
Bring the receipts.
Yeah.
Nobody can, you know.
Oh, but also maybe Sean Hayes. From
Good Luck, Oscar.
Say Goodnight.
Oh, Say Goodnight.
No.
Good night, Oscar.
No, say good night,
Oscar.
Yeah. I remember it.
Right. And I love Oscar Levant, too, which is why. But anyway, you went there with me. But anyway, go ahead.
That's right. Orchestra or mezzanine?
Orchestra front row. Sorry.
Sorry, people. Your neck doesn't hurt?
I'm sorry, this can't be rapid, but in the 18th, the 18th okay. time I saw Pimpernel, I sat upstairs and I saw the backdrop for the first song the first time, after it was the 18th time I saw the show.
Oh, my God.
So if you want to see the whole damn show, sit upstairs. If you want to have them spit on you, sit downstairs.
Sold.
Depends on your fan
Sold.
Experience yeah, you're looking yeah. for. All right, I'd sell 100 group tickets tomorrow if you gave me a revival of blank.
I would say Anything Goes, except it's at the Shaw, so people are going to see that.
Oh, I'd love
Vinny
to go see it.
Been trying to get me to go see it.
Vinny.
The infamous.
We said he's here.
He's
here.
In the building. He's in the room with us.
You
we said his name three
sell
times.
100 tickets to?
Book of Mormon.
Hunchback.
Okay. Oh, jeez. Well, people, Hercules is coming, and we'll see how they fix that little beauty up.
There we go, because we heard the Muses are great.
The Muses rock
yes.
the world.
But they should have just gone with Quasi.
It's like four Supremes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I'm obsessed. All right, last question. Final bow or overture?
Final bow.
Ooh. Mm. Nicely done, Mary. Thank
people.
You so much.
Juliana, what do you say? Let's see if you're matched up on this one.
What?
Are you and Mary on the same page? Final bow?
Final
or
bow?
Overture?
Yeah, because I feel like the final bow, you get to congratulate the actors.
We get to scream and yell.
Yeah, you get to scream and yell, show your appreciation for the show. While the overture was technically written to be like when people walk in the building. But now, for some reason, our culture has changed, in which the overture starts when everyone is seated. So some of those really long musicals, like Gypsy, for example, has like a notoriously long. So we all just kind of sit there and wait for the show to start, like in the pitch black.
Absolutely
so
right.
I'm impatient. I want my show to start. Yeah. So I'm this, like,
this was educated. I didn't know what that meant. So yeah. This is selfishly why I had to do this. That can Juliana be our... would explain. She explains this all so well.
So theater term of the week: overture.
Overture. Yeah, it's like it's kind of does like a medley of like the orchestra will do a medley of the
songs. All the tunes.
Yeah. That comes up beforehand. Like while you're sitting in your seats and waiting for the show to start. I'm notoriously impatient. I want to see everything.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm excited to listen to it. I appreciate the orchestra. I love the orchestra. But I'm also clapping for them at the end. So I want to show my appreciation.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you for your work tonight.
Yeah. Like, that's the most high energy part of the show. I mean, the shows, I'm sure, are all high energy. But, like, that's, like, the final, like, woo!
I want to see them standing all across the stage in front of us. And they do that for this show, for Back to the Future, and it's fun.
Yeah.
And it's so cute. And since it doesn't matter, they all have Marty's red vest on.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Even the music director. It is adorable.
I loved it.
I saw the red puffer vest on the orchestra, on the conductor's music stand earlier today, and I was wondering why it was there. So that makes sense.
So cute.
And now I have my Marty McBear.
I love this bear.
Who also has a red puffer jacket.
Yes, he does.
He's the best piece of merch I've ever bought. Yes, you were. All right. Mary O'Shai. I am. Thank you so much for being on our Cast Party podcast. You are also our first listener. You listen to all of our Lost episodes.
Yes, I do.
Oh, I'm
so
gonna cry.
Thank you for being a part of this in so many different ways.
Thank you, Rita. Thank you, you little Cast Party.
Thank you.
Jay, love it.
Some quick campus shout outs. So yes, Back to the Future is closed, but if you want to get stoked, Disney's Beauty and the Beast tickets are on sale now, and performances are August 20th to the 24th. And of course, tickets are on sale for Dreamgirls at Shays 710, and those performances are September 10th through the 28th. In the meantime, thank you guys so much for joining us. We hope you enjoyed the vibes, got some exciting tea. Go check out Scarlet Pimpernel, and we'll see you at rehearsal. Until then.
The movie.
Yes.
The book.
The soundtrack.
Find a slime tutorial.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. I remember that. No sliming. Legal. No slime.
No sliming.
I don't know what that is.
Well go there.
I'll explain you off air.
But until then, Ken, why don't you play us out?
Let me go scoot over to the piano.
Cast Party is presented by Shays Performing Arts Center.
Produced by Cassandra Lippert, Ken Lazuski, myself, Juliana Tracy, and Rita Siriani.
Theme song by John Michael Ogletree.
Audio mixing by Dave Lenhart.
Logo and graphics designed by Acacia Crozier.
Marketing and social media by Bridget Neeson.
Please rate, review, and subscribe to Shays Performing Arts Center Presents Cast Party, wherever exceptional podcasts are downloaded.
Or visit us at shays.org.
Bye-bye.